what you think now. Make a plan.
I want to know if his son already bothering us.
Yeah, he's already bothering him. Yeah, he's.
Yeah, doesn't come to school, but
yeah, it's not. That's a whole thing.
Class is getting for 2 o'clock. Sam's like at 2 o'clock.
Yeah,
what?
He can't stay
at school for dinner. With Benson.
No, you don't keep it up aim. He might listen to you after this.
He just keep you MC. That's fine.
He's don't keep it up aim. You know what I mean?
I think you can do it till 2.
What?
I think you have to do it from like 2.
No.
I have to learn with my kid. I don't want to learn with my kid at 3 o'clock in the morning.
If I could, he can't. He told me he can't. After 2, it's not okay. He can do anything.
The kids are
falling
asleep.
Let your son not go.
Send him to bed.
Let your son not go.
Yeah.
Most people can't learn this until 2 o'clock.
Exactly. I didn't say it started. Well, what time did you start at 12?
12:30.
Until 12:30?
No, I'm saying 12:30. Till 1:30.
Packed house. Packed. Don't even standing room only.
Who?
Mostly morning, guys, so there's no...
I don't know, probably just Nash. I was thinking about it. I don't know what to bring. I don't know. Probably most people are milchiks, I think. I don't know. You have those guys with milchiks? Yeah. Yeah. Huh? Yeah,
of course.
Milchiks?
Gantif?
You're not wrong. You always have those guys.
In the 9 days, and that's it.
Exactly. I thought that was Chaim Michal and Avusha.
You see,
I saw. You saw him?
Sure, I saw him.
A big hug? Not that
long. He's not traveling this year for
7 months or 8 months.
He's not traveling just a week.
He's here for shoes.
It's
interesting.
He goes to the store. He's here the entire summer.
From shoes? That's the problem.
Yeah.
All right. So you're gonna take the beard off, Yantov?
This is the remnants.
Prickly machi. Ah.
Stores are open today.
Come on. Yeah.
Yeah. Today's the big. Today's the big selling day, so that I can return it after
yesterday.
There's money to be made. The
guy in Horizon said it's yuschus that he has. He knows this manam because you send out a picture of the board. I said you don't want the good-looking guy. Mix the shvach of a photo.
That's what
he was saying.
I was wondering.
Figured you like that.
I was wondering who you were talking about last night.
He's really doing well, this guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he got inspired from Dirshu last night. Name,
you went to Dirshu?
I was in my car.
Oh.
He's out for it.
My brother was very busy with it. My brother Moshe.
Yeah?
I guess he does it. I didn't know he does it.
It is. Dirshu Alafa?
It's a nice concert.
It's something.
Yes.
We did this
show.
We started that.
We started it.
I want you walk away. Most of you walk away. That's talking for Shabbos. Something. You walk away. Something. What are you walking away?
Good for him.
Other places.
He has his chus. Hamstar has his chus.
Say whatever you want. Also, it's something about talking, hearing a guy speaking in Yiddish. Screaming in Yiddish. Still happens for me.
It's a mainly Hasidim.
It's not.
Wow. Mainly Hasidim. He has a Hasidish world. And it's Israel. And it's
Israel. Israel is Litvish.
It's Israel and Hasidish. So. Israel is not Litvish. It's Israel. Bnei Brak is not Litvish. It's Israel.
Because he pays them. No?
And just like yesterday, Eretz Israel meant any Yid. Eretz Israel over here also means any Yid.
Yesterday meant
Israelis. Israelis that ride on Shabbos.
Right, you can't figure out a third. So. Oh, that was Shabbos. Can't figure out.
The lady, the mayor of Highland Park, went around to every shul and put up a sign in the shul to tell everybody. Our communications in the shul, bad news. It happened at 8 o'clock in the morning. Nobody knew about it. We had to find out because Michael Ruchblatt went to visit a shver in the nursing home.
What happened?
What happened?
He was not Shabbos.
The only way we knew about this, the Chatufim, on Shabbos,
no one knew about
found out at 5 o'clock. Yeah, I found out at 6:30, Hesh told me. No, Hesh told me 8:30 on the way back from shul. But he found out from Miller. Miller found out from Rothblatt.
Right.
Right. Well, you guys are bad then.
Right.
It's beautiful. Shabbos.
The communication is bad in the shul.
Never. I feel bad for Penny.
Penny, if Penny Warner was here, I assure you, right by the Chabur in the morning, would have had a text message.
Yeah, sure.
No, we really know that the kid last night got the found.
I think he would have exploded from the news.
No, he would have ruined it. He would have said there's a building exploding in Gaza. I know many thousands, hundreds of people dead. You know, like that. We would have been, oh no. Okay. He's making something up. Don't get bothered by him.
Right.
Are you normal?
This is the morning show. Don't get stuck on
details.
Stick to the story.
I thought I wasn't, but I came here.
Are you normal?
No, you getting
the cyber truck? I'm going to do
the cyber truck. You know what you'll do with it. You'll run over the cones.
He's getting
a cyber truck. There's nothing to talk about.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Chaim Michel Ben Usha. Wow. You got a stick of 10.
You think?
Wow. Nice and cool here in
Lakewood.
You think? Compared to Florida. Listen, you're used to being in Gehenna. It's hot there. Beautiful. Shoes is nice. It has to be soupy.
Very hot.
Shoes, if it's not soupy, it's not good.
Everyone's walking.
If when you dance shoes afternoon by the Simcha Shiva, you don't feel that the other needs a shower. Needs a hug.
You got a problem.
Flowers are coming.
Which kind of flowers? I have to know if I have to get a shot or something against the
measles.
No, I get the
pollen.
Yeah.
Whatever stinger's mine.
You gotta put a mask on.
For your that. Sneeze comes from the pollen? Because I've seen you sneeze there without pollen.
From Shavuos till the whole.
The IDF is looking to recruit you for Gaza. And one sneeze, that whole building goes down. You're like, huff, puff, whoop! I'm Chaim Michel. Welcome.
Thank you, man.
Nice to see everybody. Literally waited for you for six months.
No, no, we'll get it in the morning tomorrow.
Surely.
Shuri's mad about
that. Yeah, because he has the meatball last night. He looks at the garbage, he gets mad. He sees the meatball last
night. No, he wishes, he wants to look at the garbage. He looked at the table.
Jerky.
I'm going to miss you.
I got it because Kaz asked me.
I don't care.
What? Kaz made it last night?
That's why I got it. Oh, you wonder why I got it?
No, I don't care why you got it.
Oh.
Yeah, it's the night show. You get it every night.
No.
Punk last night, you had an excuse?
No. Well, last night was a celebration.
What?
Oh, because of the hostages.
Chatufim, what do you mean?
Because you're like 3 days late.
No. Wait, 3 days late. We only found out. We're late. That's
Friday night.
Having on Shabbos morning.
Couldn't you tell by the videos on Shabbos?
Shabbos morning. Okay. I don't know. Everything all right? You come in the morning. What happened to you in the morning this morning?
On
the shirt. You have extra shirt in the car?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
Let's go. Camera. Boy Mine. Today's show is sponsored.
What's the
scene? What's the scene? We're up to Kuf Beis and Beis Rusha about 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Nobody knew we were holding for 6 months. Happy you came back.
2.5.
Today's show is sponsored with the hope of the release of Sarah Sasha Basmasha, Omer Mikasim and Ona Esther, and Yitzchak ben Shalamis, Yaakov from Shavu Shalem, Tzivu Shana Minas, Sosim Abbas Brelis, Zashkema Shmum, Rochaleya, should get a kidney, Mitzvashem. Amen. Zok de Gemara. Boy, mine, you here for Shavuos? Chaim Michel?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I got some extra refreshments for you. I know you like the cake.
I love the cake.
I got Danish yesterday for the Rabbi Shver had Yotzai. So I got 75 chocolate Danishes, 75 cheese Danishes. I got those like special cheese Danishes. The guy came to Dom Minche at 6:45. Which did it cost? More than he paid. It was like that.
How are you?
Try charging more than he paid.
No, a lot more than what he paid.
You messed up.
That's why I was mixed up, because it really cost like $300. But I didn't want to tell him that much, because he doesn't know I did. Like, to him.
What? You gave him
Anyway, so a guy came down Minchay for Amir. He says, "I heard there was a special cheese in Ishus. Doesn't live in the neighborhood. I have no idea. Like, what, like there's like a sign, like in like."
Yeah. In Hillside, they live.
You know what? Maybe they should put up the sign for the shear.
By me,
instead of the Danish, you might get some more people.
Yeah. The guy was walking around with an extra belly. By me, Merab Yanai.
Hello, I'm standing.
You see, he's worse than me. He's worse than me. Stop looking at the guy's belly.
Every guy that walks in.
Nobody needs it there.
Fatter.
It's crazy. Tell me about it. I stayed outside just to watch. I don't know. I never born. I go there. I go to Guapai.
When he's bored, he goes.
Bury me in Yanai. Bucks, I'm not bored, but yeah. I would do it.
He sits in the car with his cardboard sandwich. Just. Drooling, watching everybody walk in.
I make collages of bellies. Okay, let's go. You ready? Bury me in Yanai. Seicher Amar. The bottom line is the food in Florida is good. Right, Rukai Michal?
Yeah,
thank you. Bury me in Rav Yanai. Starting in the bottom. On Kuf Beis on Beis in the bottom. By the dot. I don't know if you have a dot there. About 10 lines in the bottom.
I never expected it.
Seicher Amar. Every single girl is like that. You hear on the radio, every single one. You hear on the radio. Yeah, can't
he
believe it.
Nice guy.
He was a nice guy.
They come to me and like, Cook I told you guys 20 times. Yeah. Now you come.
Bury me in Rav Yanai. Like Werner found the guy who killed the guy on. The neighbors knew who killed him because that kid who used to hang around in that car. Like, I think that guy might be the guy who killed him. Yeah, you think? Don't get involved with the indictment.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. Yeah, okay, we have him. He's down the block. Bury me in
Rav Yanai. He's right. Funny. He was cool.
Yeah, klutz. Bury me in Rav Yanai. Seicher Amar Nesativ. Nesati. You ready, Mr. Lubach? Welcome. Seicher Amar Nesati. The renter says that I paid rent. Umaskum Nesati. I don't know. I didn't get it. Usually you got to write a little receipt, if you own a apartment building, you write it down. Maskum Amar Nesati. Amir Lo Habiraya. So what's the Amos? What are we talking about? We're talking about beforehand, after. Ibi Teichs Manoi Tanina. We read it on Ilachs Manoi Tanina. We have this halacha, the Tanan. Mesa Av B'Teich Shloshim Yoim. This is going to Gabi Pinyin Aben. We have a halacha that says the Shemaitim is on Matzahs, and we dash the Shemaitim is on Mitzvahs. That people, you don't push off Mitzvahs. So Mesa Av B'Teich Shloshim Yoim, the Chet Shloshim Yoim, because the halacha is that a kid has to be Padui only when he's 30 days old. If the father died in Teich Shloshim, so Chet Shloshim Yoim. Because you don't push things off. Until he says it's over here also. So what's the question? It's on that day. It's on the due date. So me over in age the part of the yom and the mishlam zimni is do people pay up or not? They're like, he says I pay right away in the morning. 8 o'clock in the morning is by the door. I slipped it under the mat. If I work for someone, I do a job for Zonashayim, so he hires me to do something, so because he's busy, so we could assume that he didn't get paid. So I could be Nishba that I didn't get paid, and I get paid, and he has to pay. So Sakhar is man and Nishba Vnoto. Sakhar who the Ramah Banashwalel. Shun the Baal by his Torah of Poilo. Because you're busy with your Asakim. Avalhacha, Sakhar, Mehemah, and Mishwa. Tumah Shuas Hesses. He'd be Mehemah that he paid. And there's no this Torah business is not Negev. Zakh the Gemara. Amar Rabban Amnach. When Haiman the Oigere Beiso Lechavre. Last Hashanim. You rent a house to your friend for 10 years. The Kozle Shtoro. But it doesn't say when it starts. It doesn't. There's no zman. Rashi says, "Maska zeh v'shtara shiskila es shanim lenechta v'shtara zman." There's no zman. The la'ach zman. Bolof nebez v'amak fadoros bochamishanim. After a few years, the maska, the renter, the rentee, comes to the renter and says, "You were there for 5 years," and the renter says, "No, it was only for 3 years." V'amalei nekitas chamishanim. The halacha is mehaman. He is mehaman. Why? Because karka, Rashi is becheskes balei medus. So you have anything that comes, any sofi that's here, we believe you. Zog to Gemara.
It's a kohen bezna
to Chagish. Who?
What's the kohen bezna to Chagish?
He wants to let him know you have 5 years left. Why? Because you probably heard from a neighbor that this guy said he's only here for 3 years. He came to tell him, listen, by the way, 5 years, you're out of here. So Chomesh Mehemen. Amar Rachman to Ravina, Al Ma'ata, Ois V'Meir Zuzi B'Shtoro. So if I lend you $100 with a star, Ramay Pratik Apag, I pay you half. Hachanam de Mehemen? You tell me, because you have a chazakah. Money, it's your money, so you're believed. I'm like, no, what shaykhis? Hachi ashta hasam shtar lu guvay nekoi. Why do you write a star? The reason why you write a star is so you can collect the money. It means if I lend Zanashan $100, so he writes me a star, he owes me $100, that's my collection star. So if he paid me $50, he's not going to let me keep that star of $100. He's going to make me rip up the star in front of him and rewrite me a new star for $50. He needs to pay, but he mixed it like a bay. Write on it. Write something on it. Cross it out 100. Write 50. In I mikhlo tavi. Write a shover. I write him a shover. I receive the 50. Av hocho. Am le haidik sivu loch shtar. Kiech lo tix galeo. I didn't write a shtar, a rental agreement to you, so that when you pay, when you're there for 5 years, you cross it off 10 years. I wrote the rental agreement so you shouldn't come and say that it probably belongs to me, because if you lived there more than 3 years, that's why Rashi says. They lived there for 3 years because Maskana Zagamara. What's his taina? His taina is 3 years. His taina is 3 years. I lived there for 3 years already. The Gemara is trying to say that the shtar is only lafuke that he should come and say that he owns the property. That's the only reason why you write a rental agreement. Otherwise, if I lived there for 3 years, that's chazaka. And you don't say anything, then like Hani's fat, Hani's yard. He's not meicha, then you could walk through. Don't worry, every time I go through, I get a phone call. You have to publicly. No, only if it wasn't Meicha. If you have a sign. Dashi B'Rabba, only if you want a Meicha. If you have a sign, what's it called?
So he has a sign.
He has a
sign.
He had one.
I don't think there's a sign.
There used to be a sign there.
Yeah, it's been gone for a while.
I have to tell him to put it back up.
When he sells it,
no, make a macho, otherwise it's he's stuck.
When even if he sells it, that's it. The next guy,
it doesn't matter. It's still a guy buys it, doesn't want people to go through his property, he's going to be stuck.
It's the same story right now.
Even Berkowitz had it. He bought the house on 7th Street, and the old lady, it was an old lady that lived there for, I don't know, 50 years, and there's a cut through to 8th Street. And they went through the backyard on an angle. He cut right through like this to Mendel Berkowitz's house. He bought the property, and he closed it off. And he made a cut through on the, he gave on the side. That's halacha. You're allowed to do that. He took away like this and gave over here. But he had to give something.
Then he moved to 14th?
Then he moved to 14th, yeah.
Your neighbor has an issue.
And then he died, Nabuch.
My neighbor? My neighbor has no issue.
Huh?
My neighbor has no issue.
Why?
Why should he have
nobody,
an issue?
He didn't give nothing.
He didn't allow it.
The guy before didn't allow it also?
Can't be allowed to take it.
Golden gifts didn't allow people to walk through it.
No. Oh, so it's only when the house was down, right?
Aram Nachman.
Before the house was down.
That's nice, so you can move into that.
Aram Nachman. Shel Adam Betuvoy Le'aylo. This is a very interesting halacha. This is very negaya. Very negaya today. Shel Adam Betuvoy Le'aylo. If the way Rashi learns is that I see that you have a drill. And I ask you, can I use this drill for my drilling? That's what I say. Can I use this drill for my drilling? And you say, yeah. Anytime you need a drill, it's yours. So the halacha is that he could use it to drill, and then he could use it again to drill. They use it in a year, in 2 years, even give it back, and then he needs to drill something else. Use it again. It's a lifelong commitment. Tyson doesn't learn that. Tyson learns that it's I did you a favor, and in turn for that favor, I'm asking you if I could borrow this forever. Tells us a nira. Who?
It's the Arab
shot. Yeah. So I was rivers. Oh, I did you a favor. No, I was Mahana you, so that's not in turn. It's already done.
You said no return for doing good favor.
Return. I hear. I don't know. Go to Arup. Come back for the meat. Shalom and Hula Elam. Amra Amra brother brought the Bashmu, who the Kani Mine. Has to be that he made a Kenyan. But if it's not Kana, then it's only a one time borrowing. Then it's a regular Shalom. But if you said, I'm doing a Lituva, then, and he says, okay, you make a Kenyan, you're good to go. You don't have to keep on going back and ask him, you can borrow the lawnmower. If you ask him, can I borrow the lawnmower to mow my lawn? And he says, yeah, and you're kind of, then you're good to go. Amar Amari Breda Rashi, Umahadale Kase. If, means the whole Kenyan and the whole borrowing was only on condition that this lawnmower is in working condition to cut your lawn, or the drill works to drill your holes. The minute the drill breaks, your sha'il is done. At that point, you can't do anything with it. You have to give them back the pieces. Zok di Gemara. Amar Rava, Haiman de Omer Lechabri, Oishlon Mara Lemirpik Bey, Hai Pardisa. If you lend me your shovel to
a hoe
your Pardisa. So Ravik Bey, I purposely didn't say it. Ravik Bey, who Pardisa? Rabbi Barbadisa, he could hoe this Pardisa.
So you gave him because he said it.
At this point, it's
this
you
is
know,
who you listen to for advice.
Rabbi Barbadisa. What about it's so you could just do it's a one-time hoeing only that field. What about Pardisa? If you just is Pardisa, Rabbi call Pardisa any one Pardisa. It's not specific. It's not this field. It's any one Pardisa. The boy. What about Pardisai? It's plural, so Rafa goes to call Pardisa. He could do his whole slew of things, this like. Well, Mahadla Kasa, again, you give back. It's only as long as the item is still in whole use.
Intact.
Omer Papa, hi man the Omale. It's interesting because Tosis asks Rav Kashan in Baal Basra. Yeah, over there it's Mashma that plural doesn't mean that. And he says, only got a mecher. You don't say that a guy sold all his property just because it says plural. Or who sells all the property. But over here, by She'elo, it makes sense that a guy would let a guy use his thing to plow all his property. So to plow all his properties. He says another thing, he says, that by mecher, when I sell your property, the mecher is a muchzik. Because it's his karka. By Mashal, the sheril is the muchzik. It's a very interesting concept that he says. When you borrow something, you become the muchzik. Because of metaltlin. By karka, it's karka because of balei medas. But by metaltlin, whoever's holding it is the muchzik.
Even though it's not yours.
Not
only this specific place, because he has access to it all times. Every shuttle.
No, over here it's not axes all the time. Over here it's Pardisai. That was the first case. That was Tuvai. Tuvai is the axes all the time. Over here it's not axes all the time. He just said, I want to use this thing to plow my fields. Plural, he said plural. So look, you can plow all your fields. It's not that you can't use it forever. It's just all your fields. So whatever, 15 fields. But the point is that when you're holding on, when you're a shayol, that makes you a muxa. It's a big chiddush. I mean, that's not locha by metalklum. Metalklum, you holding on to it, you know it's my item, you become, if you have a right to take it, means obviously, yeah, you become a muchzik. Once you become a muchzik, there's certain halachas that will being a gay. Amar Papa, I'm on the Amar Chavrei, Oishlan Haiga Gusa. Lend me this pit of water. So in the old days, the way they used to have water, there were pits dug in the property and rainwater filled up, and that's what you use for irrigation or for drinking water. So he says, can I borrow this pit? Vinafla, and the pit fell down. Loi banila. You don't if he wants to go fix it, you don't fix it. And he says, I only when you borrowed, I only lent you this specific pit. Now that it fell in, we're done. I'm not fixing it. Get out of here. But what happens if he said Banilo, Gagusa, a pit, Vinafla, not high, a pit, so Banilo. Then he has to fix it. And he's allowed to go irrigate his fields with it. He has to give him a pit. Banilo big Gagusa. What if he said big Gagusa? Means allow me to have a place to dig a pit. So over there, Kariv Oza Kamagagusi Ba'are. Animus Ramele. He could go and dig many pits. But sorry, again, he has to make a kinyan on this thing. And what does it mean he could make many pits? It means till he finds a pit that's sufficient for what he needs, for his needs. He needs to irrigate his fields, whatever it is. So he digs a pit here, it doesn't work. Next, till he finds a pit that works, that's sufficient.
What is it? What's my
chiyuv? There's no chiyuv, it's dibura. That's why you need a kinyan. It means what's my wording? All these things are all in what you said. How you said it. It's all the mikkamin that you made a kinyan. That's what Gemara finishes off. Everything is a kinyan. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "V'tzarich lemikkamin a mikara v'leikanim a dibur ba'alma." Amalei. What's the matter? Basically, the chiddush over here is the Gemara is trying to say that.
Talking about the first part, or you talking about the property where he lent, where he borrows property?
All the cases.
It's not a chiyuv to rebuild it.
No, it is a chiyuv. It is a chiyuv. It is a chiyuv.
It's not a chiyuv. If I rebuild it,
no, he has to allow him to rebuild it.
The
shoyel built it, then he can use it.
The shoyel, the mashal has a chiyuv to let him rebuild in his property a suitable pit for his irrigation.
You're going in the last case.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the first one.
The first case. Second case also.
Second and third also.
He's allowed.
You have to allow me to do it.
But there's no chiyuv for the shoyel to rebuild it.
Shoyel wants to rebuild it. He wants to rebuild in his property. He wants the irrigation field.
Why would he spend so much money on it?
Because it's worth it. Because he has the water. It's a free land.
He doesn't have water supply on his
land. Right. Thing, but Lamas, you can't tell me get out of here. Libby, enough. You came to borrow this. Get out. It didn't work, the pit. You didn't realize what you signed up here for. Hamaska, yeah. Hamaska basically have a right.
Cat parks in your driveway once,
that's it. Yeah, it's exact same thing, by the way, because you tell a guy, can I park in your driveway? Can I park in your driveway? Okay, yeah, so you park one time. Say, when I come home from work, I park in your driveway? So every day when the guy comes to work, like, hello? You asked me one day. No, I asked you one day. I said, when I come home from work, you agree. You
made a kinyan.
You made a kinyan. Have a great day. I asked you to please make a kinyan. So then, you know.
Let the next guy deal with it.
Yeah, you're going to deal with his wife. Hamaske beis chaver, right? When it comes to the wife, I think all bets are out. Everything goes out.
You always win.
No, I'm saying it's. I don't think. Hamaske beis chaver, right? A guy rents a house to his friend. The nofal, and it fell down. Chayv lahamid beis bais. He's mechuyev to put up a new house in the time of the schiras. I mean, it's a year rental. At 6 months, the house collapsed. Give me a new one. I guess to buy a car also. I rent a car for a day. The car collapses. Carburetor falls out. Chayv la'amler base. Hayo cotton. What's a carburetor? Hayo cotton. A chassis. It's part of the chassis. What's a chassis? Are you cotton?
Where you get stuck somewhere.
If I rent a car for a day, the assumption is the car is going to last a day, right? Car breaks down. Okay, well, it depends if it's a Marshall, Mesa Macha's Baila, Mesa Macha's Malacha.
I can't get your house tomorrow. Why not? I'm going to build your house. What's it going to help?
Call Carlitos.
This is my contract.
Tell your contract. Tell your voice.
Okay. So what are you going to do for the next...
You're going to rent him a place in the Fox Hotel.
That's right.
You get him good. You put him into Capitol for the night. You won't have to fix the house. Hey, Kidami. Eat Amal Bezer Nafal. If you say... Okay, so... What's that? Mishnah. Amal Bezer Nafal. How you cutting? If it was small, less than a gadol. I don't want a clean. I want a small house, one bedroom. Gadol less than a cutting. Echad less than a shnayim. Shnayim less than an echad. Lo yifchis. Lo yifchis.
It's the 7 minute omelet.
What do you know about?
Yeah.
Lo yifchis.
You come more often, you learn.
Don't lose
anything. Lo yasenu ech. Afras, I can gotcha how to fill the hood. Bad bis a bad vast and goonish dotten. By the platzer. Leia Cotton, Leia Santa Goddard, God Leia Santa Cotton, Echo Leia Santa Schneim, Schneim Leia Santa Echo. What happens is, if I rent a house, it's very interesting. I was thinking about this because I rent my house next door to Spitz. I was got to think the other day, I want to do something to the house. Well, I said, I'm no right. I rented him this specific house. I can ask him, but I rented a specific house. I can just go ahead.
Keep it out of your mind. You rented it.
Yeah. Get out. Every time I go to my pool, I think I see it. I think things. I can't hold myself back. So. Shnayim lo yasenu echad. Lo yifchos menach aloynes. You can't do less windows. But lo yisav aleim ele medashneim. You have to be medashneim.
How do you say that in Yiddish?
Hey Kadami.
You're invited over to my front porch.
Hey Kadami. That's a typical wife problem what you did over there. Your wife complained for a year and a half. You need a bigger front porch. You finally gave in. Hey Kadami.
He held his ground
for a year and a half. Yeah, but he wasn't home for a year and a half. Hey Kadami. Eat the omelet by Zeh Nafal. If he says by Zeh. Nafal Azalei. If I go and I rent this specific house, it falls down. Have a good day. What do you want from me? Ida Amalei Beis Stam. Echad Amar Lo Yasen Shnayim. Echad Amar Lo Yasen Shnayim. Kotan Amar Lo Yasen Gadol. You just say house. It's a house. What's the difference? Amar Shlokish Amalei Beis Shani Maskeloch Midas Erkei Kach V'Kach. I want a 400 square foot house. See Yalkem Alamim. So what's the Kiddush? I mean, it's specific. It's a contract there. This house, like this kind of house, like this little weenie peeny house. Again, the tricho, the kodi agud in our, this is the location. This is a beach front house. So ma'atema, my kazeh, the kodi agud in our. Then when he says kazeh, it means the beach front property. Kamashwana, no. Rashi says that it's not just on the beach front, it's on everything. You would think that when I say kazeh, I want the location. So what's this? So he added a room. What's the big deal? So it fell down. I added two rooms. I want to do it because I'm building anyway. I might as well just add on. Guy says, no, I don't want this. I specifically want this exact house because this is what I could afford to clean. And electric bills more now. Water's more. I'm not interested. We made a deal. Stick to the deal. And that's the halacha. That is the halacha. If I specifically rent this store, it happens today. It's very negayah. Hadnalach Hashoyel. We finished borrowing. Hadnalach Hashoyel, Hadnalach Hashoyel. Amakabel Sadeh Mechaveri. Makabel Mechaveri means either Barisus. Barisus means a sharecropper that I get a percentage. Let's say he produces 100 pounds of potatoes. I get 70, you get 30. Or Bechakirus is with a certain amount, I'm going to get 30 boxes of apples.
really paying the, it's not like you're paying the owner.
Kira's now a lease.
Hakira's.
It's not like you're renting it, so you're paying the owner.
He's the owner of the field.
He's the owner of the field. Right, right. He's the owner. No.
He switched.
Hakira's means.
To lease.
When you said I get 30, whatever you said.
30 boxes.
30 boxes. Are you the owner or are you the guy rent, using the field?
The owner gets the whole thing.
No, the owner gets 30 boxes.
Shape up is you work for the owner, no?
I rent a field from you, and I give you...
As rent?
As not pay, I give you a specific...
That's Hakiris.
Yeah, I give you a 30 boxes. But Arisa's is where we actually split the percentage in the field.
Arisa's you work for the owner, no?
Aris.
Or is that you work?
I mean, either way, you're running the field.
Like a lease.
I think the difference between Akiris and Aris is just a made up amount.
Commitment
to a certain amount.
What's the answer to? No.
I think it's the same thing. It's just you made a specific amount.
That's business.
You made a specific amount. I'm giving you 30 pounds of apples. If it produces 10 pounds of apples, you're stuck with 30 pounds. Well, we'll see what our obligations over here. Makshanabu liktzer, yiktzer. You have to cut, you have to cut. La'akar, ya'akar.
What are you cutting?
The field.
The field.
Wheat,
question. The Mishnah says he's going to speak out a bunch of things about what the minig is.
So who's Nagu liktzer?
The guy who's doing the chakira. The guy who's doing the arisas.
I'm sure the Mishnah is going to fight about who that is.
No, the guy who's renting it. The guy's a renter, basically. I mean, a renter. He's a makabel sold to the arisas. Right? I go to your field. I make a deal with you that I'm going to give you 50% of the apples. So I have chiyuvim on this field now. We'll see. The Gemara is going to say what's the chiddush over here. Makshanav liktzer yiktzer la'akar ya'akar lachrish to plow achrov yachrish means there was a certain after everything was done you plow the field to get it ready. Hakol k'minig amadina k'shem shechol k'metvu. And the wheat, kachok and metaven, and the straw, uvakash, taven is taven and straw, taven and taven is straw and kash is?
Hove.
Something else.
It says hove. A hove.
Different kind of straw. Shem shchok and b'yayin, kachok is myris. So myris is the twigs, over the vines, over konim. The shneim is sabkins akonim. Kana means the sticks that are holding up the vines, and both of them have to, they split it.
Both have to provide it.
So Rashi says, Achadoshim, Vishnem Sakhman Sakhanam Achadoshim, Achol Shana, means even the Oris, who does not have any responsibility to provide anything, means his job is to work on the field. He's the working partner. He's the working partner.
Well, that Oris?
Yeah.
Managing
partner. Managing partner means he doesn't produce, he doesn't, he's not, there's no expense out of his pocket. Right, so you sit back, you have a field, you have everything.
He doesn't answer to the Balbais?
What are you so busy with that?
I don't know. It's not working for you. It's
that's not
smart. You own a field, and I make a deal that I'm going to take it over and manage it for you.
And we're partners.
And but you're not getting involved. But expenses are on you. Rashi says, Shein al oris el labed v'lishma. His job is to work. Avashar dvarim al shneim. Except for this kanan business. V'sei for the masnis and lesa elu b'kabalonos. Di b'chakronos v'shach chaluka. Oh, this sefer of shneim v'sakos kanan is only on kabalonos. That's good. So kabalonos means that I hired you to do something.
Oris.
Oris. No, not Oris. Not Oris.
Kablonis is an Oris. They're interchangeable.
Kablonis.
Yeah, there's a very substantial here. That's a
problem. Right, it says... No, I don't know. Shein al Oris. Yeah, because Rash starts off with Oris. You see that? Shein al Oris alav lishma. Vashadvar malshneim.
Save the because an owner has the... a Kablon has the answer to the owner and an Oris has the answer to the owner.
Tana, makam shenaga liktzer, ein usher la'akar. La'akar, ein usher liktzer. In a place where the minig is to cut, he's not allowed to uproot. La'akar, ein usher liktzer. V'shnei ma'ak zel zeh. Liktzer en shel akar, hayar bein on the tisvin. I want that it should be leftover straw, tisvin li aroi. I want that it should dry up, the leftover twig should dry up and I can use it for animal feed. Vahayamar lo matzina la akar. I'm not interested. Lo matzina. I'm not interested. Hayam la'akar and your show elixir. Hayam abina tinaka aroi. I want my property to be clean. Hayam abina tinna. Vishnei ma'akrin zeelze. So what's the lamali? That's the mission already says. Hakol kamin ha'amdina. So we'll have to come on to Vishnei ma'akrin zeelze. What's this? Matam kama. Matam. Elixir. Your la'akar. La'akar. Elixir. Mishrim Vishnei ma'akrin zeelze. Because it could go either way. It means each one has a good time. There's a tiny either way. It's not just a stam zach. It's not that I don't want you to do it. I have a good taina. I want the tevin, or I want the clean. So mela over because name Malkus Elzer, and that's why you have to come on to Minigam Medina. Each Shnei Malkus Elzer means that each one has a good taina on the other one. That's what the Gemara is learning. Lachush achra v'yachush pshita. Why shouldn't you? What happens is, while you're harvesting the fruits and vegetables or the vines, you also weeded the property. So you did it at the same time. So you took time and work to weed the property then. So now that everything is cut down, the property is pretty much weeded. You already took time for it. So, I don't want to do it now. It takes extra time. No, you can't assume this thing. There's a minig that at the end you plow. You clean the field up. You get it ready for the next season. You already did this partial work and you have a taina? Okay, you should have let me know. I would have said, other yah, other name. There's a minig over here. Can't change the minig. So basically, there's when I rent a property and there's fruit trees on there, is that included in my rental? Or no, the owner gets the fruits of the tree. I don't get it. So Gemara says, I don't understand. So pshita, if that's the minik, what's the shiloh? The tzricha, the kula alma yoy betilsa. Everybody gives away a third of produce on the field as a sharecropper. But also Ilu Yavi Beriva, he gave a quarter. So Ma'atema Damale Hide the Bot Shilachadait. The reason why we're talking about the owner of the field gets a third usually. Over here, he settled on a quarter. Why did he settle on a quarter? The Amale Hide the Batsri. The reason why I took less. Loch, I'm not going to give you the fruits of the trees. So I figured, if I have this four peach trees on the property, I rented you the field as an aris or whatever, I was willing to take less because I'm going to get these peach trees. Kamashul, no. They brought the fruits. You have to be in fash because that's the minute. Next, Makshnog Zrola Haske and Maskim Shito. Let's see if the Kulam Kabi revolved. Vazir Kibbe with this, they took more. Mountain Mamle had the tough look at the Yavis to be alone. He's going to give him the other guy with trees. Fakir, Kamash, one, the brother Fushele. Again, he has to explain Zaminik, Zaminik. Kishen Shlok with Tuo, Kacha, Matem and Akash. Amar Reiso, Bebavel, Nahigi, the Leavina Timna Lariso. That you don't give the straw to the Aris. The Man of Kamina, the Ike Inish, the Yav Ein Yafahu, the Legamina Mine. You don't have to. You don't look at him. So it's interesting. The Ran asks, "What do you mean?" The Mishnah said, "So often a Mishnah." The Mishnah says, "Kishem shecholkem mitzvua, kachol mitevin akash." What do you mean? What does this mean? So the Ran says, "But if you have a clear minig not to give, then it's not what's it called." Look at me a minute. I'm going to raise a bukhra, the tafsa, the akvasa, the kani. So you got to give me help over here. I forgot what they are. I looked them up, believe it or not. One is a...
The first, second, third layer of the earth.
The kani, the chizra, is sticks that the guys weave the fences with. The Baal Ba'is, we're calling the Chizur and the Baal Ba'is. The Chizur Gufa Darisa, the mesh itself belongs to the Aris. Call the Milza, call Iker Bilma the Baal Ba'is. The Terusi Sira Darisa means the Iker stuff that you need around the field is Baal Ba'is. The Terusi Sira is the Aris. Ramah is the Mara, is the hoe, shovel. The Zvilo, the Davi, the Zarnuka, the Baal Ba'is. These are all irrigation buckets and pouches. That's all Baal Ba'is. Arisa Avi Bayuri. The Aris, his job is to make canals through the property to direct the water from the big pits. That's his job. Everything else doesn't belong to him. Kshem Shechokim Benkach. Kshem Shechokim Benkach. Beyayin Kachokim is Moriz of Akonim. Konim Ayah Vedetayu. And then Akonim Amuchalokim Shemem Amidiz Akvanim. They're smooth Konim, and the reason why is they shouldn't have worms. Mishneim Misavkos Akonim. Lomeli Matam Konim. Matam Shneim Chokim Akonim. Mishum Mishneim Misavkos Akonim. Zot the Mishnah. It's a quick Mishnah. We can do it fast. Hamotzi Shiva Tzlomim. You find broken statues. Harim Torah. Matz Tam Shzad Tam Shvaga Ruh Asur Nek Shikrit Zben Nevad. So, because people end up bowing down. Zot the...
Going to Matz today.
Yeah.
Going tonight?
No. This morning.
Mike's Chicken?
Huh?
Mike's Chicken?
No, not Mike's Chicken.
Your son is not
aware. I'm going to look at something.
Oh.